The Jolynn Braley Show, Episode 23, Three Things That Are Sabotaging Your Weight Loss. Welcome. This is Jolynn Braley, and this is the Jolynn Braley Show. I am the FAT release coach, and a little bit about myself. What I do is I help exceptional women and a few cool men achieve permanent weight loss by getting a weight loss mindset. Why is that so important? Because your mindset is 90% of the game of achieving struggle-free, permanent success with your weight. If you only want to do the 10%, which is diet and exercise, and you have to force yourself and fight with yourself, and you keep sabotaging yourself, and you cannot stay consistent, well, that 10% diet and exercise, that will only get you so far. Until you solve and heal what is 90% of your challenge now, which is your mindset, you will continue to struggle with the 10%, staying consistent with living a healthy and fit lifestyle. So what I do with my very inspiring clients is I take them through my step-by-step proprietary proven system, the Inner Self Diet, and they do all of the steps to help them release all of their sabotage, release their overeating, their binge eating, their sugar addictions, anything and everything that is standing in the way of them achieving permanent success with their weight. So, here on today's show, join me as I go beyond the food to the real issue, your mindset. Once again, mindset, it is 90% of the solution if what you crave is permanent success with your weight. If what you would love to do is leave all of your food and weight struggles behind you, if that is what you want, then your mindset, your inner self, it must shift significantly. So, let's take a look at today's specific topic, which is three things that are sabotaging your weight loss. Okay, so one of the things that currently is sabotaging your weight loss is obviously your mindset. It's really simple, but at the same time it's not simple, because obviously if you could have figured out how to solve this problem already and do it on your own, then you would have done it years and years and years and years ago, and you wouldn't have any problem today living a healthy and fit lifestyle. I'm sure that you agree. You already know that healthy eating, eating mainly unprocessed foods, getting regular exercise, drinking plenty of clean water every day, you already know that these are all ingredients of a healthy and fit lifestyle. But when you're not doing these things, that's because of your inner self, because of your mindset. And you will always sabotage your weight loss as long as your mindset is not in alignment with the body and the life that you want on the outside. So that is the biggest thing, number one, that is sabotaging your weight loss. Another item, number two, that is sabotaging your weight loss are your beliefs. Now, your beliefs are actually a part of your mindset, and when you have an FAT mindset, that is a mindset that is based in fear attracting thoughts, and that type of mindset is an ideal match to an overweight body. When you have an FAT mindset, you have beliefs that match the overeating, the overweight, the stuffing, the food obsessions, the self-criticism, everything that goes along with the FAT mindset is included in that whole ball of wax. And limiting beliefs are also a part of that mindset. For example, one belief that would be sabotaging your weight loss if you have this belief is, I can't lose weight. Obviously, if you believe the belief, the thought, I can't lose weight, then you will prove yourself right. Why will you prove yourself right? Because you can't be crazy. You have to prove your beliefs right even when they are not helping you. Unfortunately, beliefs are also something that can be extremely challenging to attempt to even, first of all, figure out and then solve them on your own. And one of the reasons for that is because let's say that you have another limiting belief that you don't deserve to ask for help, or let's say that you believe that you should be able to do everything on your own, that you should be able to figure everything out on your own, that you should know everything that any person on the planet who has different areas of expertise than you have, that you should be able to know everything that everyone knows and just do it all on your own. Well, obviously, when you look at that realistically, it's really silly, isn't it? Here's a great example. Let's say that the transmission were to go out on your car. Unless you are a highly skilled auto mechanic listening to me right now here on the JoLynn Braley Show, you do not know how to fix your automobile transmission, do you? But do you sit there and do you tell yourself, oh, you're so lazy, or you're so inept, or maybe you even say you're so stupid, you can't fix your own transmission? Of course you don't say those things to yourself, but how often do you say to yourself, oh, you're so lazy, you're so inept, and you're so stupid that you can't just lose weight? How often do you do that? Well, when you don't have a weight loss mindset, when you don't have the right mindset that will enable you to lose the weight and keep it off, then that same mindset is what is stopping you right now from even getting the help that you so desperately need. And when you look at the example of the car transmission, I would expect that it's so much clearer for you and it becomes almost laughable. And why should you put the pressure on yourself to fix such a big problem that's been with you for most of your life, the obsession with this, the number on the scale and your body image and worrying about what other people think of you, all of these things that go into the FAT mindset. I mean, I could talk for hours about that, but those are all the negatives. Those are all the costs of what that mindset is costing you right now and how it's holding you back in your life. So the number two thing that is sabotaging your weight loss are your beliefs, but at the same time, your beliefs are what are stopping you from even getting the help that you so desperately need so that you can get the mindset that you need so that you will stop sabotaging yourself. And let's look at the number three thing that is sabotaging your weight loss. Now, mind you, just to keep in mind, just a little note, there could be many more than three things that are sabotaging your weight loss, but since I don't know you and I'm not working with you, you're not my client, I have no idea. I'm just doing this show for you today, recording it here in my studio, and you know, I'm giving you some suggestions, but if you were working with me, if you were one of my very inspiring permanent weight loss coaching clients, then we would get to the bottom of your limiting beliefs and transform them so that you would actually have beliefs that would be helping you lose the weight and keep it off, and also we'd get to the bottom of whatever it is that's sabotaging your weight loss right now. And you know what is really exciting about all of the steps in the Inner Self Diet is we actually would not even need to know exactly what it is that is sabotaging you right now. All you need to do are the steps to achieve inner alignment, and what alignment is becoming all systems go, so that you're no longer sabotaging yourself, you're no longer in your way, and we don't even need to figure out what it is that you're doing right now, which is really exciting, because I am a certified master NLP practitioner and coach. I'm not a therapist. Therapy is about talking about things, discovering things, you know, taking a long time to analyze and figure things out. Instead, what I do is I'm all focused on the results. Let's get your sabotage out of the way, release all of that gunk that's been holding you down, and get on with life so that you can just allow that excess fat to drop off and stay off. All right, so far we've looked at number one thing that is sabotaging your weight loss, your mindset. Number two, your beliefs. Number three, here's a third thing that is sabotaging your weight loss. And I've already touched on this, but let's go just a little bit further in depth. And what is sabotaging your weight loss is that you're still trying to do it all on your own. Instead of asking for help, and not just asking for help, but actually hiring a professional, highly skilled coach who can help you bust through your mindset difficulties. I imagine that you can already see for yourself, being the very smart woman or cool, smart man that you are, that you don't need any more information about how to eat healthy and how to exercise. You already have all of that. You might even have 20 or 50 diet books on your shelf at home. Now, are all of those healthy? Probably not. But there are actually healthy eating plans out there on the market for those folks who just don't have any idea about how to eat clean, how to get off of processed foods, all of those kinds of things. And when you already know how to do those things, but again, you're not doing them, that's because you do not have a weight loss mindset. You are in struggle, and until you resolve that internal struggle, you will continue to fight yourself. But again, the number three thing that is sabotaging your weight loss is you're still trying to do all of this on your own instead of getting the help that you so clearly need. And how do you know that you need help? Well, here's a very simple way of looking at it. Number one, how old were you when you first started struggling in any way, shape, or form with food and your weight? And the way that you can figure that out is as you go back in time right now, go all the way back through your memories. And as you go back to your very first memories that you can remember as a very small child, just come right back up to the first memories you have of any negativity that have to do with food, with dieting, with maybe calorie counting, with maybe somebody told you when you were a child that you were fat or you needed to go on a diet. There's some kind of a memory there that you have, and it's very easy for you to see. It's also possible that you were not even overweight back then, but there were thoughts that were given to you, and you took them on, and that's where your struggle began. And if that is the case, then you went through the same thing that I did. When I first started struggling with my body and with my weight, I was only a little kid. I was about 7 years old, and I was not overweight. In fact, I was not overweight for many years after that, but all that time I thought I was fat, and eventually I manifested it. So now that you have identified how old you were when you first started struggling with this topic of food and your weight, take your current age and subtract that young child's age that you were back then, and what's the number you get? That number you get is the total number of years that you have been living with this struggle. And it's possible that there have been years throughout that time, whether you're looking at 20, 30, 40, or more years on your equation there. If you did it on paper, then you can see that pen on paper. There might be times that you had where it seemed like the problem went away, but then it came back. It always came back. And what that tells you is that it was never healed. You may have done a diet. You may have had a personal trainer, but you never got to the root of the issue and healed it, and so it came back, which it always will until it's actually healed. So now that you see how old this problem is and how big it is, if you could have figured out how to solve this on your own years and years ago, wouldn't you have already done it? Wouldn't you? I'm sure you would have. So that right there shows you that it's not working for you to do it alone. And the quickest and easiest way to get any result in life is to find someone who has already gotten the result that you want and or has helped many other people to get the same result you want, and in this case, we're talking about struggle-free permanent weight loss, releasing all of those battles, releasing all of your struggle, and just allowing that fat to drop off and stay off, which means living a healthy lifestyle. But when that healthy lifestyle is easy for you and you actually like it and it's fun, well, that's a completely different story because there isn't any struggle there. So the quickest and easiest way to do that is simply to do the same steps that have already been proven to work before you and do those steps and you'll get your result. The slow route is to continue to try to figure it out on your own. To, I don't know, maybe go buy some more books, or I don't know what you would do. I can tell you what I did for over 20 years, trying to figure things out on my own. None of it worked, and actually, I can even tell you, honestly, that there are some books I bought that I never even read. Maybe you've done the same thing. It's an interesting phenomena. But actually thinking that just because you buy a book, that if you have it on your shelf, that somehow it will help you transform. Well, what are the results you get from that? I never got any results from doing anything like that. And when I had my breakthrough back in 2010, and I went from a size 12 to an 8 in just 2 months, that was because I hired coaching. I needed help. We can't see past our own blind spots. It's that old saying, you can't see the forest through the trees. And you don't know what you don't know when you're living in that struggle. Okay, let's take a quick commercial break now. Today's sponsor of the Jolynn Braley Show is FearlessFatLoss.com. So, what's over there for you? All you need to do is type in your internet browser, FearlessFatLoss.com, and you'll see a form on that page where you enter your first name and your email address, and then you click the submit button, and you will then be in line to immediately have my free 5-day e-course delivered to your email inbox. You will get the first day right away after you opt in. And what that means is that after you enter your first name and your email address and you click the submit button, then what you need to do is go to your email inbox, open the confirmation email, click the long link in there, because that tells us that you really do want this information, because my e-course and my weekly easing, nothing is sent out from my end, from our end here at fearlessfatloss.com or at stophidingbehindthefat.com or any of any web properties in my business. Nothing is sent out to anybody that does not confirm that they actually want it. And once you do confirm that you want that free 5-day e-course, what that will do for you is it will help you discover the answer to the question, is your mindset fit or F-A-T? And it will also help you learn what's really been stopping you from losing weight for good. And then I'll also share with you in that e-course what your next step is if you really are serious about doing something about the struggle so that you can actually release it. And once again, where you can grab that e-course, that free e-course, is at fearlessfatloss.com. Okay, let's do a quick shout out. And the way that you can get a shout out from me is go over to thejolynnbraleyshow.com, click like to like our Facebook page, and I will be giving you a shout out on an upcoming show. It's that simple, and then you'll also stay updated on other updates that I send out on Facebook. And this week's shout out goes out to Rosie. So welcome, Rosie, and thank you so much for liking the JolynnBraleyShow.com. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's very easy for me to do, to give these shout outs, and you can get one too. Just go over to thejolynnbraleyshow.com and click like on the page. All right, so a couple questions for you to ask yourself, and I always recommend, I give these questions to ask yourself on every episode of the Jolynn Braley Show each week, and I do recommend that you write these pen on paper. That is exactly what all of my clients do with all of the steps of the inner self diet. And these questions that you're asking yourself, these are not the steps of the inner self diet, because that requires a two-way communication. But what these questions will help you do is to gain clarity and learn more about where you're at. Anyway, I do recommend that you write them pen on paper. So the first question to ask yourself, what other ways are you sabotaging your weight loss now? What are the other specific ways that you're sabotaging your weight loss now? And just make a list of those, whatever they are. Maybe it's a certain negative thought, or maybe it's negative attitude in general, or maybe you're stuffing yourself at night in the middle of the night when you're not even hungry. Anything. Just make a list of all of the specific ways that you are currently sabotaging your own weight loss. And then the second question to ask yourself after you do that, when will enough be enough? When will enough be enough? And what I invite you to do is to write down on your paper the exact amount of time that will be enough for you to continue to struggle with these struggles, with the self-sabotage, until you allow yourself to get the help of a pro so that you can bust through this sabotage, leave it behind you, and get on with your life in the body that you'd love to live in, living the healthy lifestyle that will support that body, but being able to live that lifestyle without fighting yourself. So I'm not being sarcastic. Actually write down the amount of time. When will enough be enough? Is it one more day? Is it 5 more years? Are you telling yourself that come January 1st, you're going to make another New Year's resolution, but then another 6 months will go by, and then you'll be here in June, almost July, just like right now at the time of this podcast? And then what? Then what will be different? So when will enough be enough? Write down the exact amount of time that you're willing to continue to go on in the same pattern that you've been in for all these years with the struggle, with the internal battles, without having it resolved. And then ask yourself, what's up with that? Why would you be willing to allow this struggle to go on? And what will it take? Here's your third question. You can write this down. This just came to me now. What will it take for you to believe that you deserve to invest in yourself so that you can have the life and the body that you want? What exactly will it take for you to believe that you deserve to invest in yourself to get the life and the body that you want? Because clearly, you're not able to solve this problem on your own. And if you're going to hire a professional, of course, you'll need to invest in yourself. But if you don't believe that you deserve to have that, or you don't believe that you deserve to have the result, then what will it take for you to believe that for yourself? There are many, many human beings running around on this earth, and you may be one of them. In fact, you probably are one of them if you're struggling with your weight, because this is one of the challenges that folks who are overweight have. You more than likely do not have a very high level of self-worth and self-deservedness, and so that will also be getting in your way of allowing yourself to get the help that you desperately need so that you can solve this problem. And so those challenges are also part of an FAT mindset. And it doesn't mean that you're a bad person or anything like that. It's just another ingredient that is part of an FAT mindset. And obviously the food, the overeating, that will never fix this problem. It's a core inner self problem that needs to be healed and resolved so that you're able to live the life that you already know you need to live so that you can have the body you want. You already know that. Okay, Once again, I highly recommend that you write all those questions down pen on paper. If all you're doing right now is you're just listening to me talk, you will not get the benefit that you would if you were to actually follow through with the action step. That would be exactly the same thing as buying another one of those books and not following through. Okay, so what you learned today, you learned the three things that are sabotaging your weight loss. You also learned that there are more than likely many, many more than three things that are sabotaging your weight loss right now. And the top three things that I covered, number one, your mindset, number two, your beliefs, number three, the fact that you are still trying to go it alone and trying to solve this problem all on your own. More than likely, you are like most of the people out there who what you've been doing is you've been trying to solve this problem just with the diet and exercise. And clearly that's not enough, because if you don't do the diet and exercise, what kind of results do you get? And the reason that you're not doing it is because of your mindset. What you also learned today is that the quickest and easiest way to get the results that you'd love to have, of releasing all of that self-sabotage, of getting out of your own way, of being able to live healthy and fit without struggle, the quickest and easiest way to do that is to just simply follow a proven system, just do the steps in that system that have already worked for the others that have come before you, and it's that simple. And that is exactly what I do with my permanent weight loss coaching clients in the Inner Self Diet. You can find out more about that at fearlessfatloss.com, and you can grab my free 5-day e-course while you're there and discover more about a weight loss mindset. So be sure and go over to thejolynbraleyshow.com and click like to like our Facebook page, and you'll get a shout out from me on an upcoming show. And if you're subscribed in iTunes, go ahead and give the show a 5-star rating. That would be very much appreciated. If you believe that it is worth 5 stars, I fully believe it is, because what I am sharing with you here is to help you bust through that diet mentality, which, again, diet and exercise is only 10% of the solution. So next week's episode, tune in for that here on the JoLynn Braley Show, and I will be sharing with you 3 signs that you need weight loss coaching. This is JoLynn Braley, the FAT Release Coach, and you've been listening to the JoLynn Braley Show. Go on over to fearlessfatloss.com and grab your free 5-day e-course. While you're there, it will help you answer the question, is your mindset fit or fat? And also help you discover what's really been stopping you from losing weight for good and what you can do about it. Here's to your best life in your ideal body.